Good afternoon. These are your RTL Today headlines at 4:30pm on Wednesday the 26th of November. I'm John Baker. Luxembourg's pavilion at the World Expo in Osaka has been declared a success by officials, having attracted 379,000 visitors and operated near full capacity throughout the six-month event. The judicial administration has confirmed that former Defence Minister François Bauche and former Army Chief Alain Duchesne will not face criminal prosecution for the fatal 2019 Waldhaus shell explosion. Persons who live in households with very low work intensity in Luxembourg are among the lowest percentile in the European Union, with only 3.9% of households failing to work less than 20% of their potential work hours in a year. France's highest court has ruled against ex-president Nicolas Sarkozy after illegal financing of his 2012 re-election bid, the second definitive conviction for the former head of state. And finally, a British driver has broken down in court today as he dramatically changed his plea and admitted deliberately ploughing his car into crowds at Liverpool's Premier League victory parade in May, injuring scores of people. For more on these stories and for the latest news and updates, check out rtltoday.lu. It's been dry for the most part today, with a few small rain showers and even some clear sunny spells, and it should remain dry for the remainder of the day. Current temperature is around 4 degrees, although, as ever, it does feel colder.